Hi, this is Harry Manx. You're listening to CKUT at 90.3.
Good evening and welcome to another Sunday night of Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue for this Sunday, the 15th of May of 2022. Let's see, tonight on the show, in the history part of the show, we'll hear from Bessie Smith, Wee Bee Boos, Lightnin' Hopkins, Katie Webster and Ashton Savoy, Clarence Samuels, Ray Charles, Joe Williams with the Count Basie Orchestra, Big Joe Turner, Lafayette Thing Thomas, Johnny Guitar Watson, Big John Greer with Mickey Baker, Albert King, and from Dave Spector. We've got a special guest to talk with us tonight. We've got Kevin Harvey of the Durham County Poets is going to be talking with us, and we'll play a couple of tunes from their new CD, Out of the Woods. And in advance, of course, they're doing their big launch at Pitsy Campus this coming Saturday. So we would like everybody to head on down there. And to start the show off, I've got a bunch of new singles for you. We've got a new single from J.P. LeBlanc from, it's called A Cajun Girl. We've got Matt Gibb, who's got a new single called At the Crossroad. We've got Ray Bonneville's On the Blind Side. We've got Noreen Brown's Bulldozed Blues. We've got the Blaze Project from their new CD, Enjoy This Moment, their first single, Sweet Little Misery. And we'll kick it off here now with Jim Dandee from their new CD, Real Blues. And here they are with Bleed Me Dry.
I need a break, 'cause it's never enough. I knock 'em down and they jump back up. What happens next? I don't know. Duck between a spoonful and a day and a hole. Won't you bleed me? Bleed me dry. Won't you bleed me? Bleed me dry. How glasses happen?
sometimes in life, you got to admit it, you have a problem. I have one, and I call it sweet little misery. You know my love is pure. Don't feel so insecure. But when I see you sage, I feel like someone else. Cause I was born.
Clear the land for highways grand. This promised land ain't what they tell you. There's a big demand. They give us feathers from the chicken. Nothing's in the frying pan. Bulldoze for bacon. Bulldoze for oil, bulldoze to barren, bulldozed in foil, sneaking around us to fell a sacred tree. And when they said they were sorry, they shouted it out with glee. Stone boated,
slashed and burned. Hallowed trees have no value unless they're all cut down. But when the last trees are taken, can't eat money now. Clear the land for highways grand. This promised land ain't what they tell you. There's a big demand. They give us feathers from the chicken. Nothing's in a frying pan. They give us feathers from the chicken. Nothing's in a frying pan.
Doing this is Ray Bonneville, and you're listening to Cha 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 in Blue, CKUT FM 90.3, and it's a good groove.
Hey. see my own likeness. Still a kid, still afraid, still making sure love don't get close enough. Enough to hurt on the blind side.
Was sealed. Then he ran. French Quarter queen, born and raised down in New Orleans. She won't tell you when she's coming. There's no knock on the door. There's no begging for mercy. There's just begging for more. She'll make the wrong ones right, make you scream at night. Sweet mother of a pearl, a Cajun girl. The chocolate river running through her veins. Man, it's been so long, but it feels the same. She'll make the wrong words right, make you scream at night. Sweet mother of a pearl, a Cajun girl.
And that's J.P. LeBlanc, his new single, A Cajun Girl. Before that, we heard from Mathieu Guilbeault, who you probably know under the name Matt Gibb. And that was his new single and new video, At the Crossroad. We heard from Ray Bonneville, and Ray's got, this is his new single, On the Blind Side. That seems to be shaping up to be the title track from his upcoming CD, which we will be seeing probably in 2023. Noreen Brown before that, and during the pandemic, she was inspired to write some songs about trees and things, and very ecologically minded. Her CD is called Songs for Trees. We heard Bulldozed Blues. The Blaze Project from right here in Quebec, and from their new CD, Enjoy This Moment. This is their first single, Sweet Little Misery. And Jim Dandy has a new CD out as well, and the lead-off single is called Bleed Me Dry. The CD is called Real Blues. You are listening to Cha 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 in Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. And we had the great opportunity to talk with Kevin Harvey of the Durham County Poets. Durham County Poets are a local blues roots band who receives a lot of critical acclaim. They've been nominated for a 2020 Juno Award for Blues Album of the Year. They have 2020 Maple Blues Awards as well for Recording of the Year and Songwriter of the Year for Mr. Kevin Harvey. They've got 2020 Canadian Folk Music Award for Traditional Singer of the Year, also for Mr. Kevin, and the 2019 Maple Blues Award for New Group of the Year. They're going to be launching their new CD, Out of the Woods, with two shows this week. Friday, they will be at the Salle Jean-Pierre Hood in Chateauguay, and then on Saturday at Petit Campus, right downtown. Both of those shows, they will be bringing their augmented band with the horn sections, and then later they'll be back in, going to Ottawa, going to Chateauguay again, then off to Berlin, New Hampshire. And all around New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Ontario, they're going out west, all over the place. And we're lucky to have Mr. Kevin Harvey here with us today. And so, Kevin, the band must be elated to be able to perform live again.
Yeah, boy, that's putting it lightly. We sure are, yeah. 2 years is a long thing. Everybody was in the same boat. But, yes, we've been fortunate enough to do a few shows. We did three in April, and it just felt great. Great to finally be back playing music again.
Did you actually hold the CD back until you could play it and support it with a tour, or were you just lucky in the timing?
Well, you know what? I I didn't really hold it back. I pushed it so far in the future, I think, oh, for sure, it should be over by then. And it's like, maybe we could have waited another 3 weeks or so, who knows. But, yeah, we timed it to be the 20th of May. At some point, you got to just pull the trigger and say, this when we're going to go, and to get all your ducks in a row. So that's what we decided. Yeah.
And Out of the Woods is your fifth album, if you don't count the compilation USB key that's available at the Durham County website. And you described the first album as organic, basically recorded live off the floor. Did COVID change that process for you, or were you already using a different process?
I think for sure that was our first time, and even John McColgan is the one who produced those first couple of albums. And we went to Carl's house, and it was a little, you know, a little cottage, a small space. And it definitely you can hear the air, the room sound, and that. And then we did the second one. We learned things as we were going, and we were borrowing and stealing all equipment to make it happen. And then, you know, so we got used to the quote unquote recording process. Our last one, we went into a studio and, you know, just fired up and said, okay, let's pull the trigger and spend the money that we need to do and go and do a proper studio album. But, yeah, it's definitely a learning process, and I think we're comfortable and we enjoy it now.
You've always had kind of a bluesy feel to your music, but I have to say Mean Old Dog is probably as close to a straight 12-bar blues, albeit with a bridge, as the band has ever written. And
it's pretty heavy. It's a pretty heavy song. David wrote that, and we enjoyed like that. And when the Mark LeClaire came up with the horn arrangements, at first we're like, I don't think it needs horns, but now they're there. We love it. It's just sounds.
Yeah, it's a great boogie. Everybody in the band seems to be a songwriter. So how difficult is it for you to settle on song choices for an album?
I think it's kind of easy. And we, at the beginning, our first was a harder process because we all had all songs together, right? And we started getting together as a band, and we were each songwriter. And like David, he had a head start. He already had like 80 or 90 songs to choose from.
Geez.
I had three, you know, and working on one. And Neil had a couple. And so we worked individually and collectively. But now when we go in, I think with the last one, with Hand-Me-Down Blues, we had a direction. We said, okay, it's not going to be bluesy. We're going to do a blues album, on the different various types of blues, whatnot. But we can officially say it's a dedicated blues album. So we did that with that direction in mind. This album, it didn't really have a well-defined direction, but I knew I wanted it to be uplifting, positive, and lean towards the more old school rhythm and blues kind of sound, R&B, and that's what we did. So it's getting there. But don't want to leave the blues either. You know, it's
the
hard thing. You know, yeah. We just like to do whatever speaks to us at the time. So I think this album, I think I'm the most proud of all the. I'm proud of all the babies, you know. But this project has been a wonderful.
Well, it does make sense because, you know, you should get happier with what you do, or else you got to change.
Yeah. Folks joke, you know, it's like, they did the first album and they call them one-hit wonders and that. Well, we've got five albums under our belt. We're still waiting to be a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, exactly. That's like those people who slog it out for 30 years in the business and then somebody calls them an overnight sensation when they get a hit.
Exactly. So, yeah.
The first video from the album is going to be back at the Groove Shack, right?
That's right, yes. It's on YouTube there now. And Derek Olive, who did, he's done a few videos for different people. But he did a great job. He came out and just an amazing job. You know, you try to picture what it's like, and you see this guy with cameras all over the place and the lights and that. But when he edits it and puts it together, we're really happy with the final product.
Good.
I
tried to find some kind of correlation with Jimmy Smith's Back at the Chicken Shack, and I failed. I didn't really find the connection between the two. Is there one, or did I?
Well, you know what? It's how it came about. David wrote the song Back at the Groove Shack, And when we were nominated for the Juno Awards, we were like getting prepared to go to Saskatoon in February, which of course everybody looks forward to.
Oh, right? Of course, yeah.
And it's like, Dawn Tyler Watson was up for her album as well. And so she said, "Are you guys going to be there?" I said, "Yeah, we're just going to go. Sure, who wouldn't want to be at the Juno Awards? Blah, blah, blah. I know we're probably going to go into debt, but yeah, we're going to do it." So we bought plane tickets and we were all planning to go. And she asked if we could be the house band for her, like learn, you know, two or three of her songs. So that was up to David and Carl and the guys. So they went back to the same place where we recorded the first few albums. And we nickname it the Groove Shack. It's like, here's the Groove Shack. Well, let's go to the Groove Shack, practice, whatever, you know. So I had been in there in literally years. So David gets in there and he says, "Oh, it's good to be back in the Groove Shack." You know, and he just said that and he went, "Wait a second." And he wrote himself a little note there, you know, and took that down and basically came up with the idea. And then the music sort of evolved out of that after.
Well, let's give everybody a chance to hear it then. So here are the Durham County Poets from their new CD, Out of the Woods. Here they are with Back at the Groove Shack.
It's good to be back at the Groove Shack. Been traveling so long. Well, it feels like coming home. So many wrong turns, so many lonely miles. Sure is good to see familiar smiles. Try so hard to please everybody. Well, you know where that road goes. In the end, you don't please anybody. Sacrifice your soul. You start out telling yourself you've got to compromise. You wind up telling yourself a million little lies. But birds and duck down. Good to be back at the Groove Shack. Like I'm back on the right track. I was driving on a dark road, yeah, a highway going nowhere. This world can be a lonely place when you don't know who you the crossroads, you know you've got to choose. Follow your heart, it's your only move. But good to be back at the Groove Shack.
Shack. Everything's laid back, jamming with the groove, can't lay down your track.
Feels like I'm back on the right track.
Shack, everything's laid back, jamming with the cool cats, laying down the track.
Rap out to the left down. Feel like I'm back on the right track.
Shack, everything's
right
laid
track.
Back, jamming with the cool cats, laying down the track.
Rap out to the left down. Good to be back at the
back of the shack. Shack, everything's laid back, jamming with the cool cats, laying down the track.
Yes, it is turn it down. Feels like I'm back on the right track. Right track, mom. Right. Groove Shack. Groove.
7th Annual Old School Bluegrass Camp is happening this July in the beautiful Lanark Highlands of Ontario. Old School Bluegrass Camp is a summer camp for grown-ups. At camp, you'll enjoy band labs, bonfire jams, exclusive evening concerts, fresh farm-to-table meals, and world-class instruction from some of bluegrass and old time's brightest stars. So come to camp and connect with your community, find your people, and meet your new best friends. Details at oldschoolbluegrasscamp.wordpress.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Harvey from the Durham County Poets, and you're listening to Montreal's longest-running blues radio show, Cha 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 in Blue, on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Thank you for listening.
Tell us a little bit about your own musical journey. You've talked about seeing Muddy as a game changer in your life.
Absolutely, yeah. When I was a young, fat, 18, 19-year-old, I was out living in Calgary, and I was working at a hotel, and we had this, for lack of a better explanation, a crooner, this guy that sat in our lounge lizard, you know, in the hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was an older gentleman, and he played a lot of blues every now and then. What is that? What's that? That sounds familiar. What is that? What is that? And so we started talking about blues artists, you know, and from back in the day. And he was throwing off names that I didn't know, and but I put that in my memory. And when I moved back from Calgary to back to Montreal, went to the record store, I started buying blues albums. And I must have bought a couple of hundred over the years, you know, but over the next year and a half. And so then I finally went and saw Muddy Waters. He came to, it would have been not the Spectrum, but whatever it was.
Club Montreal, probably.
Yeah. And so I went down there, and it was just an amazing experience, you know, when you're a 19-and-a-half-year-old and, you know, going down and listening to this old guy playing some blues and playing music like he owns it, you know?
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
Right up front. I had my elbows on the stage, and he was right in front of me. I could touch his, you know, reach out and touch his shoe, and he was looking down at me and winking, and, you know, I was just, like, in heaven. I was like, wow, that was cool. And yeah. At that time, they had the concert set up at the Club Montreal, they had no tables in the front. Everybody was just sitting on the floor.
Yeah, they would just have a big open section and they'd be in front of the stage. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just massive, big open section. So it was a lot of fun. And so that definitely set me on my road to going to purchase music and to go see these artists. So after that, you know, I got to see B.B. King, and I saw Delbert McClinton and Gabe Mouth Brown and Colin Albert Collins and
I think you were at a lot of the same shows I was at.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All these shows in the 80s and
yeah,
saw
yeah.
Johnny Winter I guess three times or so.
Oh yeah.
Last time
yeah.
I saw him was 88. Yeah. Johnny yeah. Winter's famous 46 minutes and 15 second show.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I caught him a couple of times late in life, but I caught him early on too. You know, way yeah. back when in the early '70s and that. And
oh wow, that would have been something.
Yeah, exactly. Just like when I caught Muddy Waters at the Esquire Show Bar a bunch of times, and it was fantastic.
Really? Eh?
Oh yeah, absolutely great. When you mentioned that, it's surprising that you mentioned Delbert McClinton, because when I listen to your songs, I hear almost equal measures of blues, plus some Delbert McClinton thrown in there, plus a little bit of beat poetry, like Tom Waits or even a Jack Kerouac kind of a thing, you know, a little bit of everything thrown in.
Well, maybe that's subconscious, but I'm definitely a huge fan of Delbert. When I saw Delbert, my face was sore from smiling.
Yeah.
I think it was the same thing. It was either Spectrum or I can't remember where I saw him, tell you the truth.
But right. I saw him at the Jazz band. Fest, too.
Yeah, he had a great band, and he had this piano player. And I'm like, and I really like Delbert's voice and his soul and his, you know, just his delivery and his joy. And I'm like, wow, like the piano player is just as good or even better singer. It's like, just ridiculously good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, great. I actually, just this week, I received Delbert's new album. And
okay, yes, I saw that he'd released something there.
I just got it yesterday. So
nice.
Yeah, so I haven't even had a chance to hear it yet, but I'm looking forward to it, because his last one was great too. He had some great songs on it, including one of my favorite ones in the album. I probably never got any airplay except on my show, and that was Temporarily Insane. Just a great tune.
Oh yeah, he doesn't shy away. He, like, he's doing blues, but he does country.
Oh yeah,
Slightly pop stuff. Definitely soulful or gospel-y kind of sounds. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Were you already in bands when you saw Muddy? Were you already writing songs and in music?
No, I never wrote a song until I started playing in 1986 called Blind Lemon Pie. So we kick around. We played at the Spectrum twice, and that was I don't know if it was the Jazz Festival. We actually had a show in Howick, and I said, okay, well, we can do the Spectrum, but we'll have to leave right away to get to the show. And it was, we were opening up for Phil Guy, Buddy Guy's
brother. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the other time we were playing at a punk show at Tupelo Chain Sex, and Cat Dyson was there.
Oh, yeah.
And, Cat Dyson was at the other show with Phil Guy. But it was all these punk bands and us. Because when we started off Blind Lemon Pie, we were kind of punky. Just ask Dave Bush. He knows.
Yeah, exactly.
Early days of Blind Lemon Pie.
Actually, it hasn't been that long. I've seen some other. You've played fairly recently as Blind Lemon Pie in a couple of shows, didn't you?
Yeah, we usually do one or two a year. We're looking at trying to get something going in July, whatever.
Yeah.
But what that is, it's basically a big party. Eh?
Yeah.
Like where all the Shattagy crowd comes out of the woodwork. And, it's a lot of fun. And Donnie Breezeball, who's. That's it. It's Donnie Breezeball, Mike Breezeball, myself, and then we have different other players now, but we're the three original players. But we usually play twice a year, I think. It's like we've been doing that for about 15 years now and never rehearse. Well, they rehearse, but I'm like, I'll just go on my old memory.
You have to remember words. They got to remember how to play all this. The songs and get the rhythms right.
Of course I make mistakes, whatever, but a great bunch of guys, and there's crazy videos out there on YouTube, but we're all young and wild.
That's it exactly. Let's talk about one of the other songs here from Out of the Woods. The next video, I believe, is going to be Love's Got a Hold on Me.
It'll be not a video. It should be coming out if we've done all our put our right on this Friday, and it's going to be just another lyric video.
So okay.
Video will on. You can see the word, and that's a slow blues song, and the wonderful Karen Morand from up near Windsor and stuff that way, Southern Ontario. She sang. We met her at a couple of festivals, became friends. She's coming down. She's going to be at our launch. She'll be singing there at our launches. And then she's putting on a show of her own in Howick on the Sunday afternoon around 2 p.m. So there's a plug for Karen Morand.
Okay.
Vocalist, great singer-songwriter, very, very, very lovely lady.
And who's going to be covering her parts when you're out performing live and she's not there?
That'll be Carl.
Carl,
I got the Carl to do the high part.
I've known Carl for ages from way back in the 80s when we both worked at Discus, along with his wife Sherry as well. She was there.
He was just talking about working at the record store today.
So let's give a listen to.
I used to love going to the record store, go to the blues department, and I would always buy two records: Something I Knew and Something I Had No Idea.
Yeah, exactly. You could afford to do that thing.
99%. I never bought a record that I regretted.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I ever did either. You know, whether I experimented with a blues one, a jazz one, or a punk one, or a ska one, whatever it was. I always enjoyed just flipping through the racks and picking out something that looked interesting.
Yeah, cool.
So let's listen to another tune here out of the woods from the Durham County Poets, their new CD. You can catch them live on Saturday at Petit Campus. You can catch them on Friday out at the Salle Jean-Pierre Hood in Chateauguay. And let's listen to some...
That show sold out.
Oh, yeah?
It sold out about 3 months ago.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So here is Love's Got a Hold on Me featuring Karen Morand and Kevin Harvey.
Thank you. the sun, it can warm the heart. When it's gone, it can chill you to the bone. It rises early every morning, then it's gone from dusk to dawn. Love has got its hold on me.
Love like the rose has its petals and its thorns. Can be sweet like honey to the bee, or it can pierce this old ice cold heart, honey, like it did to me.
Love can take you higher than the highest mountain,
or take you down to the deep blue sea.
Love can be the warmest, warmest love of all,
will leave you drowning in misery.
I'm telling everybody, you better be aware, when love gets a hold on you, you'll be bluer than blue. Look now, can't you see, this love's got its hold.
Thank you for this interview and taking us on. We did a newspaper interview earlier on, the Champlain Weekly. We also have a play.
Oh, yeah.
We have a show on June 3rd in Chattagay, New York at the theater.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen you've got a really full schedule coming up through this summer. You're all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. I've been banging away at that since, about a year and a half. I had to reschedule a few of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we're looking forward to it.
So, are you doing all of this yourself? You're your own tour manager, and
I do. Yeah, 90% of the booking. But Heidi, our manager, Heidi Fleming.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She occasionally scores us a really good one. Like in November, we got the Theatre Saint Therese. What's the place called? The Odyssey or something like that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, I think I know which place you mean.
It's Yeah, Odyssey Theater in Saint Therese, Quebec. Yeah, so that's apparently a good theater and a good show and all that stuff. So we'll be there.
Do you ever run into trouble when you run into one of these places? And I know you're in a wheelchair. Do you ever get there and they're surprised that they need to make some accommodations for you?
Most of the time, I make it pretty clear and send as many pictures. Sometimes they'll go, "Oh, I just noticed you're in a wheelchair there." Well, I said it in 5 emails, and yeah. The pictures of the band, it's not just
yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's how now they're looking. But no, most people, especially in the U.S., they're like super accommodating.
Oh yeah,
like,
great.
Oh, let me help you. Let me. Yeah. They've had it banged into them. They have a laws and on the books for
exactly for
accessibility and these rights and stuff like that. So I've never had a problem in the U.S. Sometimes in Canada, but generally everybody's really good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And I mean, you're also playing pretty good quality venues too, so that helps
as
well.
Yeah.
You know, you're not making the coast to coast tour sleeping in the car and playing dive bars. So
that's it. No, I said all the guys were like, no, we can't do that no more.
Yeah, exactly.
So we probably could do more gigs if we did that, but I can't do the bar thing.
Exactly.
Like if you look, most of our shows, the late ones start at 8.
Yeah.
Most of them start at 7:30,
Yeah, exactly. You know, more blues people should be doing that kind of thing because, you know, we've been saying that for years, ever since even the old days with Cafe Campus on Blues, that the crowd that shows up is not 18-year-olds. So,
no. And I've been paying attention and listening to people. It's like, oh, that's really good. When are they going to get started? Okay, they're doing all that. Try to get it going. It's like, just get her in there early. Get her done, get her out.
That's it, exactly. That's the right way to handle it.
Yeah, and sometimes we even do an afternoon thing. And well, out here in the valley anyways, we do like the odd show once in a while. And
Yeah, they do early shows at like Ganawaki Brewing Company. And anyway,
well,
Kevin.
Cool. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you so much for calling in, and I appreciate it. And good luck with your tour and your show and your CD. Hopefully, here comes your one-hit wonder.
Okay, man.
Okay, thanks so much, Kevin. Thank you very much. Have a great night. See ya.
Me too. Bye.
Our thanks to Kevin Harvey of the Durham County Poets for taking the time to talk to us today. You can catch them this coming Saturday, the 21st of May, at the Petsy Campus, where they'll be launching their new CD, Out of the Woods. Let's take a look through history and see what happened in the worlds of blues, jazz, and related subjects. And we'll start with births and deaths from today on through the week. Today being the 15th of May. And look at that. The first one up is a guy we just mentioned earlier in the interview, Mr. Phil Guy. Happy birthday. Well, he has passed on, but born 1940 in Letsworth, Louisiana. Brother of Buddy Guy, of course. Good Rockin' Robinson, born 1913 in Brenham, Texas. And today marks the passing of Ashton Savoy. Passed in 2009 at the age of 80. Moving to the 16th, we have birthdays for Betty Carter, born 1930 in Flint, Michigan. Drummer Billy Cobham, born 1944 in Panama. Woody Herman, born 1913 in Milwaukee. And Janet Jackson, born 1966 in Gary, Indiana. Ralph Tresvant of New Edition, born 1968 in Boston, Massachusetts. And we had a couple of people who passed on the 16th. Sammy Davis Jr. back in 1990 at the age of 64. And Django Reinhardt passed in 1953. He was 43 years old. He was walking from the Avon train station after playing in a Paris club, and he collapsed outside his house from a brain hemorrhage. It took a full day for a doctor to arrive, and he was declared dead on arrival at the hospital in Fontainebleau. Let's see, on the 17th birthday, Taj Mahal's birthday, born 1942 down in New York City. Sax man Jackie McLean, born 1931 down in New York as well. Ivan Simons, we used to see him so often down at the at Rockheads, and then after that in his own clubs all around downtown. Born 1933 in Hammonds, Nova Scotia. Jesse Winchester, born 1944 in Bossier City, Louisiana. And the 17th marks the passing of Good Rockin' Charles back in 1989. He was 56 years old. Lucky Peterson passed on the 17th back in 2020 at the age of 55. Little Johnny Taylor died in 2002. He was 59 years old. Johnny Guitar Watson passed in 1996 at the age of 61. He died of a heart attack while performing at the Yokohama Blues Cafe in Japan. Let's see, move now to the 18th, to have a birthday for a little son, Joe, real name Ernest Lauders. He often accompanied Memphis Minnie, born 1900 in Hughes, Arkansas.
Big Joe Turner's birthday, born 1911 in Kansas City. Dusty Hill of ZZ Top, who we lost just last year as well, born 1949 in Dallas. Jimmy Thackeray from the Nighthawks, born 1953 down in Pittsburgh. And there's a few people here that we lost as well on the 19th. Coleman Hawkins passed in 1969 in New York City. He was 67 years old. Reverend Gate Mouthmore passed in 2004 at the age of 90. And Fat Possum recording artist A.C. Payton passed in 1997. He was 60 years old. Moving to the 20th birthday for Bud Spires, you know, the duo of Jack Owens and Bud Spires. We saw them in the movie Deep Blues, born 1931 down in Bentonia, Mississippi. Joe Cocker's birthday, born 1944 in Sheffield in the UK. And several people passed on the 20th as well. We had Clarence Swamp Blues Edwards, who passed in 1993. He was 60 years old. Johnny Fuller, you know him from the tune Haunted House, passed in 1985. He was 56. James Harmon, the great harmonicist, passed in 2021. He was 74 years old. Joe Guitar Hughes passed in 2003 at the age of 65. Ray Manzarek of The Doors passed in 2013 at the age of 74. Bassist Monk Montgomery, he played with Wes, of course, but passed in 1982. He was 60 years old. He was Wes's big brother. Clarence Samuels recorded for the Aristocrat label and the Cello label, passed in 2002. He was 78 years old. And Lafayette Thing Thomas passed in 1977. He was 48 years old. Moving to the 21st, we have birthdays for Ronald Isley, for the Isley Brothers, born 1941 down in Cincinnati. Guitarist Dave Spector, born 1963 down in Chicago. Pianist Fats Waller, born 1904 in New York City, and Lee Schott Williams, born 1938 down in Chula, Mississippi. Other events from the week, let's see, that will come back to you guys later. On this day in 1960, Lloyd Price headlined the biggest show of stars 1960, a concert held at the Kyle Auditorium in St. Louis. Also featured Clyde McFatter, The Coasters, Bo Diddley, Laverne Baker, Little Anthony and the Imperials, Jimmy Reed, Jimmy Jones, Sammy Turner, and Joe Turner. And tickets were $2 to $3.50.
You don't see those kind of prices anymore, do you?
Let's see. On the 16th of May in 1956, Ray Charles recorded the great Doc Bowman song Lonely Avenue. Did that in New York City for Atlantic Records, and it eventually got to number 6 on the R&B charts. It was the 17th of May in 1846. The saxophone was patented by Antoine Joseph Sax. And in 1953, Ray Charles recorded Mess Around and It Should Have Been Me. That was both in New York City for the Atlantic record label. In 1955, Joe Williams recorded Every Day I Have the Blues with the Count Basie Orchestra. And I think that's on a Verve. Yeah, it is on a Verve one because I'm going to play it for you in a bit. In 1962, Sam Lightnin' Hopkins recorded 8 songs live at the Second Fret in Philadelphia. And the recordings were released on an album, Hootin' the Blues, and I'll bring you a selection from that in just a little bit. 1963, on the 17th of May, the first Monterey Folk Festival was held.